Welcome, all you beautiful listeners around the world. Here's Stillfelder on the 15th of February 2016, talking about the fraudulent book of the Anne Frank Diary. And I am reminding the listeners about the Holocaust deniers, the thought terrorists, which you are mentioned by name here on Radio for Europe, such as Ian Kershaw, Lawrence Rees, Peter Longerich. You have, of course, Deborah Lipstadt, Christopher Browning, and you have a slew of others who are supposed to be expert. Van Pelt is another one of them, a Dutchman. And all these people have, as far as I know, never questioned the Anne Frank Diary. They made it to be as an authentic writing by a young girl. None of them. All these Holocaust deniers, which are the names which I have mentioned, and which are in the forefront of exterminationism, the Holocaust extortion cult, used in order to cover up the pension fraud crimes. Because, of course, this is what the Anne Frank Diary was used for. The Anne Frank Diary was used as a help, as an aid in covering up the pension fraud crimes. And none of these men, which I have mentioned, none of them have ever questioned the Anne Frank Diary. None of them. And so there are professors at the universities, and they are peddling out one lie after the other and making money on it. Because, of course, this also reflects on the Holy Shrine at Auschwitz, where supposedly 6 million Jews are to have been exterminated by the Jewish Sonderkommando, more than 6 million. And it reflects on the whole lies which the Jews have infected, the virus they infected Western man with after the Second World War. A total lie machinery with the help of liars such as Evans and Browning and Kershaw and Rees and Deborah Lipstadt and of Pelt and all these liars with their help from the universities, and none of the universities people have ever questioned the Anne Frank Diary. They made it out as it was a young girl writing this diary, this book, and they made millions, friends, millions of people. Why they have effectively and actively persecuted people, put a whole lot of expenses on them, and put them inside concentration camps in Europe because of this liar, Otto Frank, and because of the puppets hanging onto this crooked man, being skirt hangers, hoping that they are going to get some extra money by doing so. And evidently have done so. Friends, we are being lied to. We are being lied to. And American historian Adams was right when he said we can trust nobody and nothing. The Stillfelder signing off, telling you again about the massive of lies that we are put through. And of course, I won't go into the war lies which are now made for us in order for us to continue fighting each other instead of being at peace. So I'm signing off, and I say arrivederci, hasta luego, inshallah, shalom, au revoir, fidesin, adieu, and goodbye.